All right, let's, before we come before God's word, one more time, let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer and ask God to speak to us.
让我们再次来到主面前低头祷告。
Father, we bow our heads for a reason.
主，天父啊，我们低头向你祷告是有原因的。
There is a posture that when we stand and lift up our hands, that's a picture of praise and victory.
当我们站起来把我们的手提高祷告，这是一种胜利的模式。
And yet when we bow our heads, Lord, that should reflect that we are bowing before you in reverence and in humility, bowing before our King.
那我们当我们低头的时候，向你低头的时候，这代表着我们是向我们的王，向我们的王顺服。
Our heart is so full of pride that we need to actually physically bow before you.To remember that we come before the Almighty God.
我们的心里是充满骄傲的，我们要低下头来提醒我们，我们是要谦卑的，我们是要来到我们的王面前。
But we ask, Lord, that that may not just be a mere outward display.
但是神啊，我们要向你说，这不是仅仅是我们要说向你所说的话。
It will not just be outward, but Lord, that when we bow before you, it is a reflection of our heart.
这不仅仅是说我们外在的一种表现，但这是我们心里的，我们确确实实要向你低头。
Would you humble our hearts?
请你谦卑我们的心。
Let us know that we are about to be hearing from your words, Lord.
我们知道我们马上就要听到你的话语。
And that your words bring transformation in combination with the Holy Spirit.
因为你的话和圣灵同在是将会把我们改变。
We give this weekend once again to you.
我们再一次把这个周末交在你的手上。
Yes, we pray that we would be blessed.
我们是要祷告，我们将会被祝福。
But Lord, I pray that.More importantly than that, that your name would be glorified.
但是我更重要的，我要祷告你的名会被荣耀。
That your name would be glorified in the life of your people.
你的名会在你的子民的生命当中被荣耀。
And in the life of your church.
你教会的生命当中。
We thank you and I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们再次感谢你们，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.There's this picture of a powerful and a majestic and a strong king.
有这样一幅图画，就是有一位非常有权力、有威力的国王。
He is a strong and mighty and valiant warrior.
他是一个非常有强有能力的一个战斗者。
He's surrounded by the palace guard.
他被那些那他被周围的士兵包围住。
Because he's untouchable.
因为他不可以触摸。
And yet, in this same picture,
但是在同一幅画里
this king is sitting on the ground.
这个王坐在地上。
As he is turning his attention.To a group of children that he invited to come to him.
他正注视着，他邀请来的一群孩子。
The kids are smiling in sheer delight and surprise.
这些孩子正在微笑着，享受着他们，这个美好的，惊讶。
Because they are in awe that this great and mighty king.Invited them to be with him.
因为这群孩子是被这位这位有权威的权威的王邀请来的。
This too is the God that we worship.
这就是我们所敬拜的这位神。
Because the God that we worship is the Creator God.
因为这位我们敬拜的神是创造的神。
He is the powerful, majestic King.
他就是这位有权力、有威力的王。
The Creator of heaven and earth.
这位创造宇宙和天地的神。
True power and might.
是有一个真正的权力和威力的神。
And I'll tell you what.
我要告诉你。
There should be nothing in us that would deserve.Being in the presence of the King.
我们没有任何在我们身上没有任何值得神在我们上面的一样东西。
Nothing.
没有一样东西是值得的。
What would cause His attention to even turn to us?
那什么会引起他来注意，甚至来注意到我们呢？
And yet.He does turn his attention to us.
但是虽然我们没有什么任何值得他注意到我们的，但是他还是注意到了我们。
In fact, throughout the New Testament, you will see a number of invitations from the Lord.
在那个新约里，其实我们可以看到有好几处神都向我们发出了邀请。
You see the invitation where he says, "Come, and I will make you."Fishers of men.
你看到有这个邀请说来到我这里，我会使你成为
德人。
德人如雨。
You see the invitation, come and follow me.
你看到这个邀请，请跟我来。
You see the invitation, if anyone is thirsty, let him come and drink.
你有看到这个邀请，如果任何人渴了，都到这里来，都到我这里来。
In fact, some have said that this Bible is a book of invitations from God to mankind.
事实上，有些人说这本圣经就是从神对我们是神对我们人类的一封邀请书。
And so as we start this weekend,
当我们开始这个周末的时候，
I want us to read one of the most incredible and warmest invitations that Jesus ever gave.
我希望我们大家能够一起来，看一看这个耶稣给我们最不可思议、最热情的这封邀请书。
This is our theme verse of this weekend.
这就是我们这个周末的主题。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
在马太福音十一章二十八节
，and we're just going to read 28 together.
我们一起来读第二十八节。
So read it in the language that you're comfortable with.
你可以读中英文都可以。
Open your Bibles. We want to practice with our paper Bibles if you brought them.
如果你带来了你的圣经，请你打开。
Matthew 11:28 only. We're going to read this one verse first.
马太福音，第二十，
十一章
二十八节。
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you are tired from carrying heavy burdens,
如果你在担负重担的过程中，你觉得很累了
，Come to me.
来到我这里。
The original Greek is saying,
原始的希腊文说
"Come unto me,
来到我这里
all of you,
你们所有的人
who are exhausted from straining in your work,
你们这些在紧张工作中疲惫的人
you who are tired and stressed because of all that you are doing,
因为你所做的，你感觉你受累的和有压力的人
People who are exhausted from their work and from their journey.
你们这些在你们的工作和旅途中疲惫的人
And those who have been placed a load on you.
那些有负肩上有负荷的人
People who placed a load on you.
或者其他人把重担放在你肩上的人
That's the picture in the Greek.
那在这就是在希腊文中所描述的这幅画景
Weary and burdened gives us a picture of someone carrying a heavy load.
那这个疲倦和有重担的，就是给我们这幅图画，就是一个人就是背着一个很大的肩上背着一个很大的背包。
And Jesus knows that.
那耶稣知道。
In the book of Jeremiah 6.
在耶利米书六章。
There's a call for tired workers who need refreshment and renewal.
那在耶利米书六章有提到，就是对那些疲惫的工作者，我们需要一个一个更新。
And Jesus knows that.
耶稣知道。
In fact, one scholar, a Bible scholar, Craig Blomberg, says that Jesus equates the Christian life with spiritual rest.
那有一个圣经的
slide.
那有个圣经的学者其实以前提到过，就是说耶稣等同于基督徒的生命是有灵命的安息。
And this is the invitation.
这就是这份邀请书。
Come to Christ.
来到基督的面前。
Come to me, all who are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦重担担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就要把你使你们得安息。
And this is one of the main reasons we want to have a retreat for all those in our church who are involved in ministries.
这就是我就是一个我们要这个退休会的一个理由，就是使我们所有在我们教会里服侍的人都能来参加这个教这个退休会的一个最大的理由。
Sometimes we are not only busy with carrying the burdens of our life.
我们有时候不仅仅是说我们忙于就是担负我们生活上的重担。
But I'll tell you that sometimes even serving brothers and sisters, being involved in ministry at church.Sometimes may become a burden.
但是有时候我们在教会里相互服侍或者服侍教会的事工，有时候也能成为我们身上的一种负担。
And that's why it's important to remember this invitation that Jesus once gave to us all.
所以我们要知道，我们这耶稣给我们的这封邀请书是非常重要的。
Our powerful and majestic King.
我们有威力和我们作为有威严的神
，who should have nothing to do with us，
本来是和我们没有关系的
，has not only invited us to come to him，
但他不仅仅的邀请我们来到他这里
，but to come to him so that he can give us rest。
但是他邀请我们，不仅仅邀请我们到他面前来，而且他要。
And I like this because it says the exact opposite of what we would think he would say.
我喜欢这一点，因为这一点是就是我们通常所想的恰恰是相反的。
Most people think that if God wants them to come to him,
大部分人在想就是神要我们到他面前来。
That he's going to say, "Come to me, and I will give you rules."
他会说到我这里来，我会给你一些规矩。
Come to me and I will give you regulations.
到我这里来，我会给你一些规定。
Come to me and I will give you religion.
到我这里来，我会给你一个宗教。
Come to me and I will give you rituals.
到我这里来，我会给你一些仪式。
But God doesn't say any of these things.
但是神没有说以上任何的一点。
He says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest."
他说到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
God's invitation for you to come was not for religions and rituals for you to follow.
神对你的邀请不是说不是给你一个宗教或者仪式的方式让你去跟随。
And that is actually the background or the context by which Jesus said this verse.
这就是耶稣说这段经文的一个背景。
You see, during this time in history,
在历史上那个时间段
，there were a lot of religious leaders.
有很多就是宗教上的领导人。
And these religious leaders, by this time,
那个时候这些宗教的领导人
，like the Pharisees,
就好像法利赛人
，they were telling people there's a way to come to God.
他们在告诉人家说有一种方式你可以来到神的面前。
There's a way to please God.
有一种方式你可以来讨悦神的。
And you have to do this.
但是你要做这个。
But don't do this.
不能做那个。
You have to make sure that you do this.
你要确定你要这样子做。
And make sure you don't do this.
你要确定你不可以那样做。
There was lists of things to come and do, religion and rituals.
那有一种就是有一张清单一样的，你该怎么做，你不该怎么做。
You had to do all of these things in order for God to love you.
你要做这些所有的一切，为了神要爱你。
One scholar and pastor said this.
有一个学者和牧师曾经说过。
Even the word heavy burdened.
这个沉重的负担这个字
means that at some point someone dumped a load on you and you have to carry it.
是指呢，在某一个阶段，有一个人把一个重担放在了你的身上，你要担负它。
And you are enduring this incredible load.
你在忍受着这些不可思议的重担。
And it's not bad that you're working hard.
你努力的工作不是并不是一件坏事。
But you're doing it with a 400 pound pack on your back.
但是呢，你有400磅的重担在你的肩上扛着。
And people are stacking more and more on top of that.
甚至有人呢会给你越加越重。
You got to keep doing all these things to be able to be made right with God.
你需要做这些所有的一切，才能在神的面前成义。
And Jesus.Came to fight against this.
那耶稣来到我们中间，反对了所有的这一切。
Later on in the book of Matthew,
那在马太福音后面说
he called out the religious leaders for doing this to people.
他抓就是他训斥了这些宗教的领导人，
就是 骂了他们
骂了
right? Why are you doing this to the people?
你为什么要这样子做呢？
You see this in Matthew chapter 23.
我们来看马太二十三章。
Verse 4 in the beginning.
第四节，二十三章第四节。
They tie up heavy burdens.Hard to bear and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger.
马太福音第二十三章第四节，他们把难担的重担捆起来，搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。
And what was happening at that time?
那个时候正在发生什么事情呢？
Is something that phenomenally happens sometimes today in the church as well.
我们在今天的教会里也可以看到的这一大现象。
The more the people try to do all these things,
我们这些人越加想做更多的事。
To try to get right with God,
想在神面前称义。
The more they realize they can't,
他们就越加意识到他们做不到。
The more they see other people who are perfect,
他们如果看到人家越来越完美
the more they realize that they are imperfect,
他们就越加意识到他们自己是不完美的
so they keep trying,
所以他们一直在努力
but they keep failing,
但是他们也一直失败
what we see is a people that they need to do more and more and more in order to find rest with God,
所以我们就看到了有些人就是想越来越做越做越多越来的事越做越多越多的事情想在神面前诚意
And in the middle of all this
在这当中
Jesus said these words
那耶稣就说了这样的话
Come to me
来到我面前
All who labor and are heavy laden
所有来到所有负重担肩负重担的人
And IWill give you rest.
我会使你得安息。
The people of Jesus heard this at that time.
那耶稣的这些跟随耶稣的人就听到了这些话。
And brothers and sisters, today it is you and I who hear this invitation from Jesus.
那弟兄姐妹们，大家们都听到了耶稣的这个邀请。
And so as we start this retreat weekend,
那当我们开始这个周末的那个退休会，
I want us to remember this.
我希望大家能够记住这一点。
When Jesus said to us, "Come to me, and I will give you salvation rest."
当耶稣说来到我这里，我会给你，我会给你救恩，我会给你安息。
We responded and we said, "Yes, we will go to you."
我们的反应是好的，我们会来跟随你。
Because we believe that Jesus is the one who fulfilled all the burdens of the law that we could not fulfill.
因为我们知道耶稣就是这一位完成了所有律法上的重担。
Jesus lived out the life that you and I, we could not live. Jesus is the one who died the death that we should have died. So Jesus is the only one who is able to say, "Come to me, and I will give you salvation rest."
So, 耶稣是仅仅一位可以这样子说的，请来到我这里，我会给你安息。
It was not by our works.
这不是是靠我们所做的工。
It was not by anything that we have done that we are saved.
这不是说靠我们所做的任何事情。
It was by His grace.
这是通过他的恩典。
Unmerited favor. 你自己不能得到的，不配得的 unmerited, 不配得的 favor. Favor. Grace. It was not by anything that we did.So that we can be here now. So that we can be part of the family of God. But you know what the danger is? We know that we are saved not by anything we've done. We know that we are saved by His grace.
我们知道我们是通过他的恩典才得救的。
And we know that He has given us a new life through His Holy Spirit.
我们知道通过他的圣灵，他给了我们的一个新的生命。
Why do we now go back to try to put the burdens back on our shoulders again?
那我们又为什么又要回头把这些重担又背上我们的肩膀呢？
So some of us have gotten lost.
所以我们当中有些人被迷失了。
You have wandered away from this truth.
你们从真理的上面走开了。
You have forgotten that even your life in Christ now, the new life that you live, is by God's grace.
你已经忘记了你的新的生命，在主里面新的生命是通过神的恩典。
You're supposed to have this powerful, new, loving, intimate,energized relationship with the living God through Jesus.
你应该有这样一种非常美好的非常有力量的关系和神。
But you have reduced that to a list of do's and don'ts.
但是呢，你自己把它减少到只是一张办事的清单。
You have reduced your life in Christ to just a weekend ritual.
你把你自己在主里的生命减少到只是仅仅在周末的一种仪式。
Things that you have to do.
你把减少到就是这些你所需要做的事情。
Trying to just be the person that you're supposed to be.
仅仅是想成为你应该成为的一个人。
But you're trying to live this life God's way without God.
但是呢，你却在想过着想活。活出神的生命，但是没有神。
You're trying to live more and more like Christ without Christ.
你想活得越来越像基督，但是你并没有基督。
You're trying to be more and more holy without the Holy Spirit.
你想越来越越圣洁，但是你并没有圣灵在你里面。
And so you've wandered a little bit away.
所以你走到偏道上去了。
And you're carrying this load that you're not supposed to carry.
你背着这个重担，其实你并不需要背。
What you should have is a relationship with our amazing God.
你需要的是和我们这位奇妙伟大的神有一种关系。
This God who has said to you, "Come to me."
这位神已经和你说了，请来到我这里。
And you have reduced relationship with Him to a list of do's and don'ts.
但是你自己却把这种关系减少到仅仅是，一个办事的要所做的事的清单。
So I want to encourage you this weekend.
所以这个周末我要鼓励你。
Listen again.
你需要再一次听。
Listen and hear the invitation of Jesus.
你需要再一次听到耶稣发出的这份邀请。
Who said to you?
他是这样说的。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
来到。我这里凡劳苦担重担的，我就使你们得安息。
So what have you come to this retreat for?
所以你这次来退休会是为什么呢？
What are you looking for?
你在寻找什么呢？
Maybe you've come to enjoy the beautiful scenery. Look at that, it's beautiful outside.
或许你来这里是为了享受这里的美景。
Maybe you'veCome to spend time with your friends.
或者你来是为了说和你的朋友一起。
Or like some people on my car were so excited for the giant swing and the zip line.
就像早上在我车里的一些人就是对这个大秋千非常的兴奋。
Or maybe you've come to this weekend retreat because it's.The thing that you do, it's a ritual.
或许你来到这次退休会，只是仅仅是因为这是你通常要做的事情。
May I challenge you this weekend?
那我这次可以挑战你吗？
May I challenge you to come to Jesus?
我要挑战你要来到主的面前。
What does that mean?
这是指什么呢？
That means that you set your focus on Him.
这是指你要把你的注意力集中在他的身上。
Soften your heart for him.
你要为了他软化你的心。
Desire to rekindle your relationship with him.
你要渴望能够重新点燃和他的关系。
Open your spiritual ears to hear him.
你要把你的耳朵打开，去聆听他的话语。
Because in this next verse.
在接下来的这个经文
He says he wants to give you rest for your soul.
他说他要让你的心灵得安息
Rest for your soul.
你的心灵得安息
Have you ever thought about that before?
你曾经有没有这样想过呢？
We try to find rest through watching TV.
我们想试着就是通过看电视来休息
Netflix.
看那个电影
Netflix.
Netflix 电影
People know what Netflix are. YouTube.
或者YouTube 上的东西
Some people try to find rest through taking a walk.
有些人可以就是想借着出去散步而休息
Not cooking at home and going out to eat a nice meal.
或者呢到外面吃顿饭
What do you do to try to find rest?
那你如果要休息的话你通常会怎么样
And yet what you really need is rest for your soul.
但是你真正需要的是要得到心灵上的安息。
Only Jesus can give you rest for your soul.
只有耶稣才能使你得安息。
Coming to Jesus is receiving rest for your soul.
来到主耶稣面前就是接受，就是接受你的接受你的心灵得安息。
So that's our first thing we looked at in this invitation. Come to Christ.
当我们看这个邀请书的时候，我们看到第一件事情就是来到我这里。
Come to Christ, 来到基督。
来到基督这里，
okay.
来到基督面前。
Yeah, you wrote that right. Okay. But you know what's very fascinating?
那这里很奇妙是什么呢？
The way Jesus designed our rest is kind of paradoxical. Paradoxical. Paradoxical?
那耶稣设计的这个就是计划的这个安息。
Because I want 是很奇妙啊。
有点。
啊，有点什么？
会议
，right? Paradoxical. It doesn't make sense. 不能了解的。
好像我们听起来就是不那么。
Because he says, I'm here to give you soul rest, but look at the next verse. What does he say?
他这里说我要给你心灵上的得息，但是下面又说。
He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
他又说，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
This is one of the most surprising concepts of rest.
这就是这个安息这个概念里面最使人惊讶的这个概念。
That Christ designed for you of rest, it doesn't mean to do nothing.
那基督给我们的这个安息不是说我们不做任何的事情。
Christ did not say, I come to me and I will take all yokes off of you. You're just free.
耶稣没有说来到我这里我会把你所有的轭都拿走。
How will Christ give us rest?
那基督是如何给我们安息的呢?
When we exchange our yoke, the yoke of the world, the yoke of religious works, and exchange it for his yoke.
当我们把我们自己的这个轭换跟他的轭来交换的时候。
我们现在的轭是世界的轭，是这些religious works的轭。
这些宗教上一些工作的轭。
But we need to take that off and put his yoke on us.
我们应该把这个轭放下，但是我们应该附上耶稣的轭。
His invitation.
他的邀请。
And the only way people could experience rest for their souls.
那唯一的方式，我们人类可以得到心灵上的安息是。
Would be to put his yoke.
就是要负他的轭，我们要负他的轭。
If what he promises us is rest, why does he have us put on a yoke?
他允许了我们，我们要得安息，那他为什么要把这个轭放在我们身上呢？
We don't use the word yoke very often today.
我们通常不会用这个字，轭这个字。
Do you guys use the word yoke?
你们今天用过这个字吗？
Only when you describe someone who has a lot of muscles, like Kai. Then you say, oh, he's yoke.
我们通常就是你要描述一些就是有些很有肌肉很强壮的人，
像凯弟兄，你说哦你很 yoke， okay， so when you see his muscle you say 哦你好 yoke， okay， but we don't use the word yoke usually today，
但是我们今天通常不会用这个字眼。
But for the people in Jesus' days，
但是在那个时候耶稣这个时代，
they are very familiar with this word，
大家都很熟悉对这个字。
A yoke is typically what is placed on an animal like an ox or a water buffalo if you're from like China，
这个轭呢、
right?
通常是就是放在动物的身上，比如像牛的身上。
Okay， and is it used as a or a 水牛
yeah，
第一句也是水牛 okay。And it's used as what? A steering device.
那这个轭呢，把它是用来当做一个连接的器材。
It was used to be able to lead and guide and steer the animal.
这是用来就是指引和带领这个动物的。
It was usually made out of wood.
通常是用木头做的。
It's pretty strong.
通常很强壮。
And then there would be some like leather straps or some ropes that the person would be able to control the animal with it.
那旁边通常会系着一些皮啊或者绳子来控制这个动物的。
A yoke is a symbol not of muscles but a symbol of control.
那这个轭呢其实不是说是代表是这个肌肉，但是代表是一个就是控制。
What Jesus is saying is，
那耶稣是在说
，Let me control you。
那耶稣是说，让我来控制你的生活。
Let me control your whole life。
让我来控制你整个的生命。
Let me be the one who directs you and steers you in the way you should go。
让我来指引你和连接你的去向。
When you take my yoke upon you, Jesus says.
那耶稣说，当你把我的轭放上。
You are submitting to my authority.
你就是向我的，你就是顺服了我的权柄。
You are putting yourself under my leadership.
你把你自己放在我的带领下面。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he knows that all our other yokes that we've had have been leading us the wrong way.
因为他知道我们曾经以往的这些所有的轭呢，都把我们带到了一个错误的方向。
They are all the wrong yokes.
这些都是错误的轭。
Yoke, not yolk. I just said yolk. Okay. I knew Cindy would catch that.You think I don't have a yoke?
你觉得你没有一个轭?
I control my own destiny.
我控制我自己的命运。
That's what non-believers say.
那这是非信徒所说的。
No one controls me.
没有人可以控制我。
I control me.
我自己控制自己。
False.
这不对。
You are controlled.
你是被控制的。
You're controlled by sin.
你是被罪所捆绑的。
You're controlled by, you're powerless to the world's pressure on you.
你是被你的无能所控制。
All the influences that you grew up in.
所有就是所有对你的你长大从小长大对你的影响。
That's controlling you.
这些影响也是在控制的。
Jesus says all those yokes, your own yokes, are leading you the wrong way.
耶稣说你自己所负的轭，把你带着。带上了一个错误的道路。
But I want you to take on my yoke.
但是我要你把我的轭拿去。
All the other yokes are heavy.
其他所有的轭都是非常沉重的。
And the masters are harsh. The masters.
这些主人 masters. 这主人都是很严厉的。
But he says what?
但是他是这样说的。
For I though.I am gentle and lowly in heart.
但是我是温柔的，我内心谦卑的。
And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
你会在我的轭下在我的轭下面你会。
Right. Mm-hmm. You have it. 11:28. Let's read it. 29.
我心里柔和谦卑。你们当负我的轭，这样你们的心里就必得安息。
Notice here that Jesus,
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻的。
Jesus here says two words that describe him.
那耶稣在这里用了两个字来描述他。
And two words to describe his yoke.
两个字眼来描述这个轭。
When Jesus is the master of our lives, he's not harsh and hard, but he's gentle and lowly.
当耶稣成为我们生活的主人的时候，他不是苛刻的，但是他是温柔的和心里谦卑。
He does not desire to be rough and arrogant with us.
他不是粗暴和傲慢的。
And when we put on his yoke that he gives us,
当我们把他的轭放在我们身上的时候，
it is easy and the burden is light.
这是容易的，我们的担子是轻的。
If the yoke that Jesus was describing was a yoke in those days for oxen, it usually describes a yoke for two.
当耶稣描述的这个轭，在耶稣那个时代呢，通常是一个轭是放在两个动物身上的。
It was a yoke that went on the shoulders of two animals.
这个轭呢是放在两个动物的肩膀上。
And often it was helped to do more work in the field.
通常呢是希望在他们田地，希望他们在田地里呢做更多的工。
But also to break in a younger animal, a weaker animal.
但通常呢也是帮助这个年轻的或者这个稍微弱一点的动物。
So I'm sure many of you have heard this before.
那我知道你们当中很多人都听到过这一点。
But the picture is a stronger ox and a weaker ox.
你们都听到过有一头比较强壮的牛和一头比较弱小的牛。
And the burden, the yoke is sitting predominantly on the stronger ox.
那这个轭呢，大部分都在这个强壮的牛身上。
So this yoke now is not only used to help lead and guide that younger ox.
那这个轭呢，不仅仅是说让这头强壮的牛来带领这头比较弱小的牛。
But because that plow is too heavy of a burden for the younger one, the older, stronger ox carries the greater weight of that yoke.
因为这个重担呢，对这个柔弱的牛来说太重了，所以需要这头强壮的牛来帮助它分担。
So it's actually a good yoke for the weaker one.
所以对这个柔弱的牛来说是这是一个很好的轭。
The yoke of Jesus is easy and the burden is light.
那耶稣的轭呢是容易的，担子是轻也是轻省的。
I don't know what your Christian life is like.
我不知道你的基督徒的生命是如何的。
I know in my Christian life, for the most part,
我知道我的基督徒的生命大部分是这样的。
It's a wonderful life.
我是感觉非常的美好。
I have a wonderful life in Christ.
我在主里面觉得我有一个非常非常美好的时间。
That doesn't mean that I have hard times.
这并不是指我
it doesn't mean that I don't have hard times.
这并不是指我没有就是艰难的时刻。
I do have a lot of hard times.
我也有非常多艰难的时刻。
I had a wonderful day yesterday, still working on these sermons.
昨天我的日子，我的时间非常的好，我仍旧在就是准备这些信息。
But last night,
但昨天晚上
it wasn't so good.
并不是那么美好。
Because at about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock,
大概11-12点钟的时候，
we're still trying to take care of stuff for the retreat.
我们仍旧在为这次退休会准备。
And I was working on these things to try to make it look pretty for everybody.
我在准备这些幻灯，希望把它弄得漂亮一点。
And I'm not good at making these things.
我并不擅长于这方面。
And it gets frustrating.
所以我很泄气。
And I had to look to Christ.
我不得不向耶稣看。
For the most part,
但是大部分来说，
our Christian life should not be like riding a bicycle uphill.
但是大部分的时间来说，我们基督徒的生活不应该是像我们在上坡的路上骑单车一样。
Let's say you're riding a bicycle.
比如说你在骑一部单车。
And when you get to that long steep hill, it is hard.
当你在骑在那个上坡路上的时候，
是很困难的。
是非常的困难。
But what would it be like if a car allowed you to tie a rope to it and tie it to the frame of your bike and the car pulled you up?
那你想象一下这样子，如果是有一部前面有部汽车。可以拉着你的脚踏车前行的话，那你的感觉会是如何呢？
Where would I get that idea? It's not like I've ever done it before.
我是怎么会想起这样子的呢？
Would it be hard or easy?
那这样子，如果前面有个汽车来拉着你的话，是你会觉得更简单呢，还是更困难呢？
It would be easy.
当然是会更容易。
A lot of times when we feel like the load is too hard to carry.
很多时候我们觉得我们的担子实在是太难承担的时候。
We might be carrying the wrong load.
我们或许呢在承担着一些错误的担子，背着错误的担子。
We may be under the wrong yoke.
我们或许在这个错误的轭的
We might be carrying around something that God is not intending for us to try to carry on our own.
我们所负担的呢，并不是神真正想让我们负担的。
That's the load that Jesus should be carrying.
这些负担呢，其实耶稣都会担负。
Because we have given our control over to him.
因为我们已经把我们的控制权交给了耶稣。
So taking his yoke is your decision to commit to Christ.
所以负他的轭就是你要承诺于基督的这个决定。
So we saw first that we need to come to Christ.
所以第一点我们看到我们要来到基督面前。
Then we take on his yoke, which is your decision to commit to Christ and give him control.
然后我们说到我们要负他的轭，这就是我们要承诺于基督的这个决定。
Where Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you."
那当耶稣说你要负我的轭。
Bind yourself to me.
你要把你自己和我捆绑在一起。
Walk with me.
你要和我一起行走。
You may have done this in the past.
或许你过去这样做过。
Maybe it was a decision 2 months ago for some people.
或许你两个月前就是这样决定。
For others, it was a decision 2 years ago.
或许对其他一些人来说，两年前就做过这样的决定。
And for some of us, older folk, it's like maybe 20 years ago or more.
或许对一些年长的人是20年前或者更多年前就
做过这样的决定。But taking the yoke of Christ is a daily thing.
但是要负基督的轭是一个每日，是我们每日所做的事。
It's an ongoing commitment.
这是一个我们要一直继续的承诺。
Take my yoke upon you daily.
我们要负他，每天都要负他的轭。
Bind yourself to me daily.
我们每天都要和他捆绑在一起。
Walk with me daily.
我们每天都要和他一起行走。
Give me control daily.
我们每天都要把我们的控制权交给耶稣。
Do you need to make a decision to give over control to him?
你需要做这个决定吗？你要把你的控制权交给耶稣。
Even as I was working on this message, I had to pray this prayer.
当我在就是准备这个信息的时候，我是这样祷告的。
And so I put this prayer up.
所以我把这个祷告也放上来了。
And if you need to pray this prayer as we start this weekend, you can pray it in your heart.
如果你也需要这样子祷告的话，你这个周末就可以这样子祷告。
Lord, I've been living for many things.
主啊，我一直为很多事而活。
I've been living for many different purposes.
我一直为很多不同的目标而活。
I've been living for too many earthly things.
我一直为太多的世界上的事而活。
I've been living for the wrong purposes.
我一直为错误的目标而活。
I've been living for myself.
我一直为自己而活。
But this weekend,
但是这个周末，
Lord, I want to recommit to you.
我要重新承诺于你。
I am committing myself to you, Jesus.
我要把自己承诺于你，耶稣。
You are the Lord, the master of my life.
你是主，是我生命的主人。
I want to give you.
我想把控制权交给你。
I pray that many of us have prayed that prayer.
我也祷告，希望我们更多的人可以这样祷告。
So we need to come to Christ.
我们需要来到耶稣。
We need to commit to Christ.
我们需要承诺于。
And the last thing we see in here is he says, "Take my yoke upon you and what? What does he say? Learn from me." So the third thing we need to do is learn from Christ.
所以第三点我们要做的就是。要学习基督的样式。
He says, "Learn from me."
他说，学我的样式。
Learn from me.
学我的样式。
We've told you, Pastor James and I have told you many times. All of us who have been given a new life.
那我们以前也经常告诉过你们所有人，我们所有拥有新生命的人。
We are all followers of Christ.
我们所有的人都是基督的跟随者。
We are all disciples of Christ.
我们都是基督的门徒。
If you're saved,
如果你是得救的，
you're a disciple.
你就是门徒。
And Jesus here says, "Learn from me."
那耶稣在这里说，学我的样式。
The word here that Jesus is using for the word "learn," the word in the Greek.
那耶稣所用的这个学习在，学习在这个拉。
希腊文
is Manthano. 希腊文中是叫做 Manthano.
Manthano. Say that together. Manthano.
Manthano.
Manthano means to learn.
Manthano 就是指学习。
And the idea is to be teachable.
就是可教性。
You have to be teachable.
你一定要有可教性。
Learn what Jesus wants you to learn.
要学习耶稣所想要你学习的。
And you have to be teachable. You have to have a teachable heart.
你一定要有一颗可教的心。
That's why Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, Manthano from me."
所以耶稣这样说，负我的轭，学我的样式。
You have to be teachable.
你一定要有一个可教性。
But you want to know something really fascinating?
那你想要知道一个非常奇妙的。
Does anyone know what the Greek word for disciple is?
那你们当中有没有人知道，就是希腊文这个门徒这个希腊文是怎么说的？
It's the word mathetes.
那在希腊文中，门徒呢是叫做mathetes。
Let's say mathetes together.
我们一起说mathetes。
Mathetes.
Mathetes.
Mathetes, disciple, comes from the verb mathano.
那在希腊文中，这个mathetes就是门徒这个字呢，是从这个mathano就是学习这个字眼来的。
You see that? So a disciple of Christ, all of us.
那基督的门徒，也就是我们所有在座的人。
We have to have a teachable heart.
我们要有一定要有一颗可教的心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
a disciple is one, someone who has come to Jesus to receive rest for their souls.
那一个门徒的话呢，第一点就是，这个人已经来到了耶稣的面前，接收了。
But two, a disciple is someone who also has taken the yoke of Christ upon them and committed to a life of learning from Him.
那第二点呢，一个门徒呢，就是已经担负了基督的轭，要学习成为基督的样式。
Pastor John MacArthur says that the goal of all discipleship is to be, is to learn how to be like Christ.
那John MacArthur这位牧者曾经说过，就是我们所有门徒的目标呢，就是要像基督的样式。
True discipleship is learning how to be more and more and more like Christ.
真正的门徒关系呢，就是我们要学习越来越像基督。
And this word for learn here,
那这个字，学习这个字,
Manthano,
就是叫做 Manthano,
it means to learn by inquiry, by wanting to learn and ask, but also by use and practice.
那这个字, Manthano, 这个字呢，是指呢，就是我们学习呢，是通过 查询，并且我们要应用和练习，养成了一些这个正养成的习惯。
Yeah, so it actually means to want to learn and then to practice it so that it becomes a habit.
所以你要想要学习，并且呢要应用，这个最终呢成为你的一种习惯。
The key idea is never to merely acquire head knowledge. Never, 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 never.
那这里最重要一点呢，就是说，千万不要仅仅是这个知识仅仅停留在你的头脑里面。
When we sit to hear God's word,
当我们坐在这里听着神的话语的时候，
When we sit in a Sunday school class,
当我们坐在那个主日的主日学的学课里面，当我们坐在那个查经班里，
When we listen to a sermon online,
当我们在网上听一个讲道的时候，
When we do our devotions,
当我们做我们的灵修的时候，
A disciple is a learner who's trying to apply that into living.
那这个门徒呢，就是一个学习者，学到所有的东西以后呢，他是要在他的生命当中、生活当中应用出来的。
That's the attitude of a disciple.
这就是我们门徒的一个态度。
So here's my question to you.
那现在我有个问题。
As we close.
在我们结束之前。
How teachable are you?
你的可教性是多少呢？
If you are a true disciple and you are committed to Christ to learn to be more and more like Christ, how teachable are you?
如果你是一位真正的门徒，你希望学习越来越像基督，那你的可教性是什么？
If Jesus ever came and he started to look around and say, okay, you stand up, teachable over here, non-teachable over here.
那如果耶稣有一天来到我们这里说，跟我们说你是可教的，你站在这边，你是不可教的，你站在那边。
Because the non-teachable ones are saying, yeah, I hear that, God, but I don't want to change.
因为这些不可教的人说，我是听到神的话语，但是我不想改变。
Yeah, I hear that, God. Thank you for salvation, but I don't want to be more like Christ.
我知道，我听到这些信息，我很感谢这个救恩，但是我不想不想成为耶稣基督这样。
My heart is not teachable.
我的心是不可教的。
And if Jesus came and he was like, okay, teachable, you over here, you over here, where would you end up being? Where would Jesus put you?
那如果耶稣来到我们中间说，把我们分成两组，一组是可教的，一组是不可教的，那你会在哪里呢？
That's what I would do. Good thing I'm not Jesus.
幸运的是我不是基督，如果我是他的话，我会这样做。
But you got to ask yourself, where would Jesus put you?
那你应该自己问自己，耶稣会把你放在哪里呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
this is our theme verse this weekend.
这就是我们这个周末的主题。
To come.
来到主面前。
Come to Christ.
来到基督面前。
He's inviting you. He has invited you. You've already come to him. You might need to just keep coming again.
或许他以前已经邀请过你，他再次邀请你，你一定要来到他的面前。
Two, commit to Christ.
第二点就是要承诺于基督。
Are you still holding on to control in your life?
你自己仍旧抓着要抓着自己。
Are you still trying to take off his yoke and put another yoke on?
你仍旧在试图要把基督的轭拿走，放上自己的轭吗？
And learn from Christ.
最后就是我们要学基督的样式。
Ask God to help you to have a teachable heart.
我们要请求神给我们一颗可教的心，可教的心。
And I believe if we pursued all these things,
我相信我们如果追求这所有的，
God will do a powerful thing in our midst.
神会在我们当中，神会在我们当中加力的，
做一个很 powerful 的东西。Amen. All right, let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父啊，我们感谢你的话语。
And we thank you. That yes, you are the God who has given people, mankind, a book of invitation.
你已经给了我们人类这本邀请书。
Lord, we do want to come to Christ and to commit ourselves to Christ.
主啊，我们想来到基督的面前，我们要承诺于基督。
We want to lay down our burdens at your feet. We want to take off the yoke that we've been trying to go our own way. Do things in our own strength. And we want to surrender to you. We want to give you control.
We want to give you control.
And we want to learn from Christ.
我们要学基督的样式。
Give us a teachable heart.
给我们一颗可教的心。
That we may be transformed by you.
我们会被你而改变。
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
We put the following 3 days once again into your hands.
我们把接下来的三天交在你手里。
May your name be glorified in our midst.
愿你的名在我们中间被荣耀。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.